desire and interest in your prayers tonight. Brother Ivan said last night that every time we something along these lines, that when we get up behind the pulpit here, there's a responsibility there. And we're very desperate and needy for the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I desire and interest of your prayers. My burden tonight the Lord has been dealing with me on, the like the Lord has to share tonight, is on the subject of there is a fountain. I want to say tonight that I am thankful that there is still a fountain to which each and every one of us can go to when we are in trouble. There is a place tonight that you can turn to, that there is still an answer in the middle of a broken world where there is heartache, there is grief, there is strife, there's contention, there's problems, there's divisions, there's marriage difficulties. There is still a place tonight to which we can go where there are answers, there is grace to be found, there is cleansing to be found, and you will not find it by coming forward and shaking the preacher's hand tonight. You're not going to find the answers to the many of the problems in life by saying we have a board of psychologists in the back room that you can excuse yourself and go back to. But there is one that came and walked this earth to experience the emotions and the feelings and the temptations to share in our humanity. That He would know best how to deliver us and to give us the help that we need when we're in times of problem and difficulties. If you will turn with me over to the fifth chapter of John. John chapter 5, it's a familiar passage. It said, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had him now a long time and had been now a long time in that case. And Jesus asked the man a question. This is what he asked him. He said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the impotent man answered and said, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." And Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. This was a place where there, Scripture said, there was a multitude. There was a great number of people that had needs. And here they were physical needs. I am more interested in tonight, as the Lord is, in the spiritual needs that we have tonight. But here there was a multitude of people, and the needs were diverse. There were some that were blind. There were some that were crippled. There were some that just couldn't get around very well. There were those with diseases there. And they were waiting for when the angel of the Lord came and troubled the water. There was only opportunity for one person. The first one that could get down to the water and step in would be made whole. And Jesus came along, and I see my Lord walking as He did so many times, looking over the multitude. And the Scripture says that when He looked on the multitude, He was moved with what? He was moved with compassion. And there have been so many times in my life that I was so thankful that God was not looking down on me with judgment, but He was looking down on me and my needs, and He was moved with compassion. I would tonight that all of us know, regardless of where we are in our walk with God, the Lord is looking down and He is being moved with compassion. When you are misunderstood, when you have failed, when you have sinned, sin, when you are sick, when you are in a difficult marriage, when you are in financial problems, the Lord is looking on right where we are today, and His heart is being moved with compassion for where we are. And I am thankful because, have you ever tried to communicate with someone that wasn't moved with compassion with your need? You go away thinking they didn't get it. And they can even give you the kind of the logistics of what you need to do to deal with your problem. There are some times I'm not interested as much in as hearing the answer to knowing someone understands the burden of my heart. You may not be able to express the burden of your heart tonight, but there is a Savior, there is a Lord that looks down and understands the very emotional needs that are deep-rooted in people's lives tonight. The things that maybe you have carried in your life for many years, and maybe you have gone from one person to the next looking for the answer. I know people that have gotten very discouraged because they come to the place, they say, there's no one that can help me. I counseled over here, and I counseled with this one, and no one can help me. Folks, there is one tonight that is able to minister to the needs of our spirit. And it is more than coming to an altar tonight and getting up saying, I'm going to try to do a little bit better. I'm going to try to have a little different perspective. Folks, Jesus came along, and He saw this man that had a need. And He asked him a question, and He said, wilt thou be made whole? Oh, do you know the Lord is interested in those things that will make us whole tonight? And the man, he looked at Jesus, and it's like, what do you think? If you were sick physically, and someone came along and said, well, do you want to be made whole? It's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it? Of course I want to be made whole, yes, but I don't know that it's possible. The man began to offer the reasons instead of looking at Jesus saying, yes, Lord, I want to be made whole. He began to give the reasons and his explanation for why he wasn't whole. And that's not what the Lord was asking. Do you know tonight the needs that we have in our lives? And do you know we are a needy people tonight? We are a needy people. But I'm thankful there's a great Savior. And He came along and He said, do you want to be made whole? And the man looked and said, well, when the waters are troubled, there's always someone else that gets there first. And there's no man to help me get down to there. And in essence, I can just see Jesus look on and say, that's not what I ask you. Do you know tonight that most of us can probably give a list of reasons for the places in our life if you've been plagued with failure? We heard some about that last night. If you have been in a place that your spirit has been wounded, there are things that happen in life that no man can minister to, saints. And so, there are areas in our life that no matter how much you counsel, I'm not saying all counseling's wrong, don't misunderstand me, but there are areas in our life that we need divine intervention. And this man was there and he said, I've been this way for 38 years. Folks, there are people tonight that have been carrying spiritual needs for 38 years. And my message to you tonight is, you don't have to go on carrying them tonight. Thank God there's a Savior. There is one that died for us. He came to minister to the needs in our spirit that we can get up and have a transformed life. Because of divine intervention. You know, that is what the whole essence of salvation is about. The world tries again, raise your hand or shake the preacher's hand. No, salvation is about something that God came in and changed in my life. Something I could not do for myself. When I tried and I failed, I tried again. But when I gave my heart to God, He came in and He worked a miracle. He transformed me, gave me a new heart and a new mind. There have been times in my life when things have happened and I tried to get over it. Have you been there? And it took a divine transformation. It took a power that was greater than what I had on hand. Do you know tonight, if you have been carrying things in your life, I believe it's already been mentioned in the meeting, If you have been carrying bitterness, if you have been carrying unforgiveness, if you are struggling under situations in your life and it seems like there is no escape, I want you to know and be encouraged tonight to know that there is an avenue. There is an avenue of healing. There is an avenue of power. There is an avenue of a divine transformation that the Lord wants to work in all of our lives. And so Jesus looked on, he listened to the man's reasons. Of, you know, it doesn't matter how long we've carried the burdens that we have, whether it's 1 month, 1 day, or 38 years. But I will say this. There are too many that have been carrying needs in their life for too long. My wife and I were talking, it was either this morning or last night, how when parents have needs in their heart, and they don't get victory over them, how they pass those things down to their children. And then those things are passed. I know grandchildren today that won't darken the door of the church. And it's because grandpa and grandma didn't get victory. It's because grandpa and grandma didn't come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need a power. I need something in my life to bring healing to the hurts and to the bitterness and the things that I perceived were done." And because they didn't find victory, it is passed down through generations. I want to encourage the parents and the grandparents tonight. If you have been carrying needs like this in your life, don't delay. There is a place of victory tonight. There is a place in the Lord that He can enable you to rise above the things that have hindered you in the past. And Jesus looked on the man and He said, "Rise and take up thy bed and walk." And it said, immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Oh, you know, that man was changed. And the Lord is looking tonight on every longing spirit. He is looking tonight on every need that is in our heart. And if Jesus walked in here in the flesh tonight, and He just walked down through the aisles and He stopped at our pew and said, "Do you have something you want me to do for you?" What would our response be? You know, the Lord is interested in stopping by where we are tonight. The Lord is interested because He loves us tonight. The Lord loves you tonight. And if you are in a place that maybe you're starting to feel a little bit unloved or starting to feel a little bit misunderstood, there is a Savior that loves you tonight. There is one that is being moved with compassion and He wants to do a divine work. If you will turn with me to Zacharias in the 13th chapter, verse 1. It said in that day, and this was a prophecy of something that was to come. He said, "In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. In that day there shall be a fountain opened." In that day, folks, that was looking forward to the day that Jesus would come. And the work, the miracles that He performed, it all was consolidated on that day when He hung on the cross. And His blood flowed down His side. We sang about that song. There's power in the blood. Folks, there is a fountain that is still flowing tonight. There is a fountain we see here at the Pool of Bethesda where the needs were and Jesus ministered to them. That was because He was looking for just a few more years, but there was a fountain that there was power to be found in it. Tonight, when all avenues of healing, when all other avenues of escape are closed to us, when we look at our life and it seems like our lives are full of lost opportunities, and I wish I would have done this differently, and I wish I could have changed that, and I wish I wouldn't have gotten involved in that. Folks, there is a fountain that is still flowing tonight. There is still a power in the blood of Jesus where the Lord can come along and say, "What do you have need of?" And we can just give Him our burden. And there's a divine work that God wants to do. I do not ever, Lord help us, never to get away from the divine work that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's more than just a little prayer.
That's right.
It's more than just something I'm going to, again, I'm going to try to do a little bit better. I'm going to try again. Folks, there is a fountain where there is a divine power that can divinely change the power of Satan in our lives. There is a place where you have been bound by sin, where there are addictions, where there are things that you say, I can't help it. There is a power tonight, and it's because there's a fountain. There's a fountain that is still flowing free tonight. And it is reaching down to us 2,000 years later. Scripture said over in 1 Peter 1 and 18 and 19, it says, for as much as ye know, ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Folks, there is a power in this fountain of Christ's blood that's flowing tonight that is more than just trying to measure up or adhere to a standard of man. There is a power that can divinely transform. The scripture said, if any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Folks, that message tonight has not lost its relevancy in this world. We can sit back and say, well, is our message relevant? My answer is yes, it is still relevant, because this is what the world needs. This is what I need. This is what we need. It goes beyond what man can do. It goes beyond us as a people. And it goes all the way back to the fountain of the blood of Jesus that can still work a miracle. So people that are bound up tonight, there is a fountain that is flowing. And the Lord's coming along and He's saying, do you want to be made whole? Yes, Lord, I do, but I've tried before. Do you know, those things don't really matter to the Lord tonight. It doesn't matter how many times you've fallen. It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks about you tonight. What's relevant is that, Lord, I want to get in that fountain. I want to get in that pool of water. And the joy of this is tonight, this man at the pool of Bethesda, there was only one that could get there. And if you look on someone else and think, I wish I could be saved like they were. I wish I could have their experience. God has a fresh divine experience that has your name on it tonight. There is a fresh, invigorating transformation that the Lord wants to give you, that you can have something that's your own because of the fountain tonight. I thank the Lord for the power that's in that fountain, those areas where there's sin, there's cleansing. Brother Carl talked about that cleansing tonight. That comes from the fountain. That's divine. Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, we'll begin reading with verse 17. It said, when the poor and needy seek water. Do you know what that fountain that flowed from Jesus? It was a fountain of blood and of water. It was something that gives life. It's something that cleanses. It's something that transforms. It's something that makes new. And here we find in Isaiah, the 41st chapter, he was speaking to the Jews that were leaving the Babylonian captivity on their way back to Judah. And he said that, again, reading in verse 17, when the poor and needy crossing that wilderness, going back home, when they seek water and there is none, and their tongue felleth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. When they cry and say, Lord, we have a need in our life. We have a need in our spirit. The promise was, God was saying, I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to leave you desolate. I'm not going to leave you alone. But He said, I, the Lord, will hear you. Tonight, if we will cry unto the Lord, the Lord's going to hear you tonight. The Lord's going to hear the prayer of every honest heart. Again, the past doesn't matter. But what matters is when I come with my heart open and honest to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm thirsty. I need a fountain opened up to me. He said, when there is none, and the tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear thee. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. He went on to say, I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, in the dry land springs of water. Folks, those areas in our journey that go beyond, we've been cleansed by the blood, we've been saved, we've been forgiven. But there are times in the journey that we need to come back to the fountain, folks. There are times in the journey where we might begin to get discouraged. There are times in the journey when we can begin to feel overwhelmed with the pressures of life. And in those times, it doesn't despiritualize you to come back to the fountain and say, Lord, I have a need in my heart. Lord, I'm struggling here. Lord, I want to make it. And the Lord wants to minister to us. He said, if you'll just cry to me. If you open your heart and turn to me, say, I'm going to hear your prayer. I'm not going to forsake you. There may be some tonight that feel like they've been in the wilderness. And do you know there's significance there, but you've been in a dry place. There's a fountain tonight. There is a fountain that can reinvigorate and renew your experience with God. If there are needs, if there's sin in the life, there's a cleansing tonight. That's God's work. See, these things are too big for us. This is God's work. This is what He wants to do. There are places in life that we need to come to the fountain of grace. Lord, my humanity's feeling pretty strong right here. That's what we heard this morning, isn't it? Message this morning about that salt. Oh, folks, this is where it starts, but this is bigger than what we are. This is where we come and say, Lord, I need to get in that fountain because I'm struggling here. I'm finding I'm lacking. I'm lacking something in my spirit to be what you want me to be. There is a fountain that is open tonight. God will not forsake us. And there's a song we sing sometimes that says, come to this water. It said there's a vast supply. The Lord is no respecter of persons tonight. It's not just the man that had it for the infirmity for 38 years. And he gave the reasons why he wasn't whole. But folks, tonight I'm thankful to say there's no reason good enough. There's no reason good enough to prevent us from coming to Jesus Christ and experiencing the fountain of cleansing from His blood, to experience the fountain of renewal and strength, to experience that grace that's divine. Jesus said, and I want to close with this scripture, in the 7th chapter of John in verse 37, He said, in that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If any man thirst, if anyone feels that longing in their spirit and you know things aren't like they ought to be, the Lord is interested tonight. The Lord is moved, and the invitation, keep in mind, man is limited to what they can do. But there is a divine work of God through the fountain of blood that Jesus shed. There are no limitations to that power tonight. So if you're thirsty tonight, if you're not saved tonight, and it seems like the power of sin is so strong in your life, there's an avenue of release tonight in the fountain of Jesus Christ. Tonight you need not go back home under the same bondage and with the same powers that are at work. Because, folks, there is a greater power than everything that's out in the world. And it's in the fountain of the blood of Jesus Christ. And if on this journey tonight, there are other issues at work in your spirit, you're tired and you're weary and you're struggling and you feel that need in your spirit, it's like, I wish the Lord would come and minister to me, but I don't know exactly what I need. Folks, the Lord is so much better at diagnosing than we are. Have you noticed it seems, especially among the saints, we're all interested in each other, but how when someone gets sick, we all start diagnosing? Sometimes we miss it. Do you know that the Lord won't miss it tonight? when there are spiritual needs in our life, and maybe we don't even understand ourselves. I've been there before. And I've come to the Lord and say, Lord, I can't even explain. I'm not even quite sure where I am right now. And I am struggling with this, and I can't even explain to the Lord exactly what I need, but Lord, here I am. I have found the Lord in His love, in His mercy, touch me with His fountain and minister to the needs of my life. Folks, this is why Jesus came. He came to minister to the hurts and the wounds and to the sin and to the failures and every need that we have in our spirit. That's why He came in His love and died on the cross. And that is why tonight we can be recipients of this fountain. If you're thirsty tonight, if you have a need in your spirit, come and taste and be taken in under this fountain that we might be made whole. Amen.